Hello, Bruce, and welcome to the neighborhood.
Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Which Bruce is this, by the way? Hello.
This would be Bruce Kluger. Happy New Year.
Klugs, man. Happy New Year to satirist and writer Bruce Kluger. He was on our show. He's one of the rare people to be on this program more than once. And Bruce used to, and I used to work for, well, our overlord boss died this year.
Whoa.
Do you have, come to think of it, Bruce Kluger, do you have any Hugh Hefner stories?
He's right here now. He was actually cryo frozen.
Oh God!
Right now, it's kind of scary because he's next to the shrimp in the refrigerator.
Oh lordy!
Is he asking for bunnies to warm him up?
Oh my!
I know I would.
No. He's very quiet these days. You're fantastic. I've been enjoying this show. I just wanted to call and be among the first to wish you a happy New Year. I'm sorry for ignorance here. Who is your
that's Baby New Year.
Crime with you on the air?
Oh, well, unfortunately we can't see her. I can turn she doesn't. She'll come on.
No,
but that's my wife Joyce.
Because we got the 6 second delay, so I'm hearing myself. Let me see if I can see you with the sound down. Well, who is that? Who would that be? Would that be?
That is my darling and adorable wife, Joyce. We've been married for almost.
Fantastic. The two of you can, like, do this, you know, until you're in your 90s. Oh, well, you're already in your 90s, but yeah. You can continue doing this forever. You guys have the best chemistry. I had to tell you that I have unexpectedly. How do I put this? You have been a bedmate with me for the past couple months.
Bruce, let's not tell David about that.
I wake up, it's a Saturday morning, is it, or a Sunday morning, one of the two mornings, and, you know, I reach for my phone and do the old thing when I'm waking up and having my coffee in bed, and there, you know, I see it. So I've gotten to know the two of you in bed, so I'm a little uncomfortable admitting that to you. But there we go. But you guys are fantastic together. I've been enjoying you, you know, immensely. And I just wanted to wish you both of you just a wonderful, wonderful Happy New Year and tell you you're doing fantastic job.
Well, Bruce, I mean, I know there's some log rolling. And I think it's wonderful for you. What's the matter? But somebody else calling. I want to wish you mazel. But can you plug anything that you're working on so people can read your work?
I'm working on the David Lefkowitz story. It's an unauthorized biography that tells all of the stories that you are not allowed to tell on the air. I'm actually working on some of my own writing, and I'm working with my good friend Marlo Thomas on her another book that she's been planning. But you will know, and I was actually hoping, and we'll talk about this at a later time.
Sure.
My brother Steve's. I've got three brothers, as you know, and my oldest brother Steve's most popular novel is being made into a Broadway musical, and it's just all clicking together now. And I know that's your former and ongoing beat, and it's just starting to happen now, and so it's been very, very exciting to see that fantasy come true. So I'll be filling you in on that.
Please.
As we move forward.
And also, I'm just going to throw this out there. Since you're such good pals with Marlo Thomas, you know, we'd love to have her on the show. So if she's ever free...
David donates all the time to St. Jude's.
Do you, or is that just your party line here?
No, I don't give anything to any possible charity. I live in Greeley, Colorado, and I'm a theater critic, and I teach an adjunct class.
David crowdsources, you know?
Yeah.
He's a crowdsourcer.
I got no money here. I've got nothing. Marlo could, you know, she could support me for 5 years on what she makes in a day.
Bruce, the jacket he's wearing has to go back by midnight, or else he has to pay for an extra day.
I was actually going to post a message on your page that said, "Damn, you clean up nice."
Well, thank you, sir. So,
I've seen you wear a jacket since, what was it, 1996?
Basically, since my first interview at Playboy when they hired me. I think that's the last time I wore a jacket. But you sound fantastic. How are your wife and kids? And then I'll let you go. But how are you?
My wife and kids are great. My oldest daughter is engaged at 22, so she will be getting married in July. And she's doing quite well. She's in Texas now and with her fiancé, and they might be moving back because he's going to graduate school, and he's got an invite from Harvard, Yale, and Johns Hopkins, among others, which will be hilarious because if he goes to Johns Hopkins, that means they'll relocate to Baltimore, which is where I grew up, as you might recall.
If he gets into Harvard or Yale, I hate him because they rejected me.
Aww.
So he'll be an instant enemy.
David?
What, sorry?
Where
Oh, I'm an NYU kid.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So you were born here?
Oh, I'm a New York. Yeah.
No, I'm being obscene. Did you grow up in the city?
I was born in Brooklyn and raised on Long Island. Yeah.
I got to recommend to you a Facebook page. It's a fantastic Facebook page called Growing Up on the Upper West Side. Look for that page. Sure. It's been a total delight because, you know, if you join it, you get these alerts every day, and there's fantastic photographs of, you know, of the Upper West Side during this back to the 1890s when, you know, the Dakota was just standing there in the prairie alone. But this wonderful Facebook page. But I didn't know you were a New York boy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, literally all my life until we moved to Colorado. You couldn't tell from my accent and my attitude that I was.
I kind of knew that part, and I did kind of find it weird that you moved to Colorado. Has that been tough for you? Not that Colorado's bad. Love Colorado.
I miss Broadway. That's about all. And I miss my family. But I that's the only thing I really miss about New York. And I visit two or three times a year. So honestly, otherwise, everything I do, you know, I get up, I wipe my tuchus, I brush my teeth, I go on the computer. 20 hours later, I go back to sleep. That's my life.
Pictures I try not to keep.
No, but otherwise, New York is no, you know, I walk. I wish there were more restaurants here. That's about the only other thing besides theater that I miss about New York. No offense to my New York listeners, who are most of the people listening, but I thought it would be so difficult to transition after all those years working in Manhattan, living on Long Island, and having all of that supposedly available to me. Mm-hmm. And yet coming out here, I see mountains,
well,
I see sky.
That's what I thought. When you sent out the first missives, email missives, that you were making that relocation, I thought, well, this is not a natural match. I thought, you know, but really, he's a type A kind of personality, and it's sort of a type B plus city.
Oh, well.
City. I don't
want
to do that.
We're more of a C-minus city, but we're climbing. Yeah,
with great inflation, we're an A-minus.
Yeah, no, but it's... And by the way, hold on now. You just said that you thought I wasn't from New York. So where did you think? Did you think I was from, like, an A-minus place?
I think you're from Mars.
Yeah, where did you think I was from?
You had a sense of New York, but, you know, New Yorkers could always be from something like, you know, Jersey or Philadelphia. But although you don't have a Philadelphia voice.
Okay, whatever that is. What is a Philadelphia voice?
It's sort of the Baltimore accent with a little less irritating than a Baltimore accent.
Oh, okay, I'll take that. But no, I'm New York. Dude, I'm New York. Come on.
Funny, you just mentioned Playboy. I've noticed that when I type in a message, like, you know, when you're on and I type in, you know, a random message like, I'm not wearing any pants or something like that, you always mention former colleague, but you never say Playboy. So I thought, is that trouble for you? But you've just come out now as Playboy.
Well, no, you have to understand there are two places that I worked that I was, well, the one I was fired or laid off from, mm-hmm. and the other I quit. And both of them were ultimately bad experiences.
Well, that makes me sad.
What happened at Playboy? I mean, there was regime change.
Bruce, if you could give him the Hugh Hefner cryogenic head as the pinata, that might make him
it wasn't even you, or it wasn't even Christy. Christy was running the show back then. It was just the advertising department was out of their fucking minds.
In what way?
Oh, by the way, it's 10 o'clock. I can say that word.
In what way?
It was not quite 10 o'clock. No, they were just, well, one was a coke freak, and it was just, strange place. Oh, there's more people calling in. Well, if you can't get through yet, we will get to you.
You go. I've taken too much of your time. You never call, but I'll call you. You take your other calls. Wishing you both love and happy New Year.
Have a wonderful New Year, Bruce. Yeah.
Thank you, and thank you so much for the kind words, and best of success to your brother and to you and to your family. Happy New Year, man.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.